create. He's got a step. He's in. Backhand score. A beauty.
One and a half year here, getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So we know we need to be better.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Lots to get to today. We got to recap a game. We got to set up a game. There's trades flying in. We got to get to who's sizzling, who's fizzling, Hernan's hot 10 predictions and all that fun stuff. We'll also get to some audio from Dave Tippett. That's coming up in the third segment with Hernan's hot 10 predictions. And we'll get to some news. Another trade today that was... Pierre LeBrun broke it earlier this morning. In the second segment, we'll go to Ottawa and we'll hear from Brandon Mackey, a writer at silver7cents.com. You can connect with him on Twitter at Brandon Mackey _. And we'll just talk some Ottawa Senators. And in this segment, we'll recap last night's game, get to who's sizzling and who's fizzling, and the game cliche. So it's a busy, busy pod. This episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. All right, guys, the Oilers doubled up the Sens on Wednesday afternoon by a score of 42. That moves the Oilers to 24-14-2 on the season. 50 points, now second in the division. The Sens fall to 13-23-4, 30 points. They remain seventh in the division. Let's get right to it and recap yesterday afternoon's game. It was a hell of a game. Both teams, I thought, played really well. Went toe-to-toe. There was some feisty stuff as well. Goaltending was good on both ends, which I was kind of mocking at it in my podcast yesterday, and shame on me. Both guys played really well, and some highlight reel goals. Leon Draisaitl started off on the power play. McDavid to Draisaitl. That play is becoming automatic. Like, it is a fantastic to see. It's just great. I love watching those two guys play together. It's not always ideal when you're playing a better team, but it's working against Ottawa. So just some good stuff there. That play is automatic. 1-0 after 20. Norris would score super early to tie the game in the second. But then again, late in the period, Leon Draisaitl on an absolute beauty from an absolute crazy angle would make it 2-1. I just saw a picture on Twitter and he's behind the goal line. Like, it's what this guy's doing is amazing. You heard Connor McDavid yesterday after the game say that Ovechkin, Draisaitl, for him, probably guys that can score that goal. Just Draisaitl, man, what a snipe. Like, absolutely amazing. 2-1, Oilers after 40 onto the third. Sends once again with tied up early on a nice shot by Connor Brown. But then again, it's the duo. This duo is just so good versus the Ottawa Senators. With under 10 minutes to go, McDavid blows by Tierney and goes top shelf for the GWG. And what a goal, what a play. Draisaitl would add one more for the hat trick into the empty net with 1 second left. And when you own him in fantasy, you're loving it like I do. And Leon gets the hat trick. It's a 4-2 Edmonton win. I mean, you got to look at it, the good. McDavid, Draisaitl. What else can you say?
He's hot. He is hot. Keep feeding that guy.
Yeah, both of them, man. Just outstanding. 4 points each. Tyson Barrie, I said it yesterday. I picked him to score a goal. He didn't, but he had 2 assists. And he keeps rolling against this team as Tyson Barrie with a solid night. How about that Yamamoto hit on Mike Riley? You saw it coming, and I'm like, oh, the little guy might be in trouble. But no, he laid him out. An absolute beauty hit by Yamamoto. Again, I love this guy. He is absolutely fantastic to watch. That little bugger just keeps impressing me more and more. I thought Cairo was also very good in this game. Turris was all right. Devin Shore, I tweeted it last night. This guy went from being a taxi squad guy in and out of the lineup, and now I don't see how you take him out. I think he does everything well. He's a good two-way forward, defends well. He's got some offensive skill. You saw him twice yesterday, almost score shorthanded. He plays on the PK. He's just become a solid contributor to this team, and I really like him with JJ Cairo and Arch on that line. So kudos to Devin Shore for right now. You can't take him out. He's outplaying a lot of the guys. And what did Dave Tippett say at the beginning of the season when this team was struggling and he needed someone in that bottom six to step up? Take the spot. And Devin Shore has done that. So kudos to him. Special teams, Oilers went 1-for-3 on the power play. The PK went 2-for-2. So special teams also came through yesterday afternoon. And Koskinen, I've been hard on him, but he played well. He made some big saves in the final minute to keep it a one-goal lead. So you got to give the big Finn some credit here. Now 4-0 on the season versus the Sens. And I thought Stutzel had it there. Tie the game late, but Koskinen, with good positioning, was there to stop him. So a big thumbs up to Mr. Mikko Koskinen. The bad, two goals early in periods in yesterday's game. And we've seen that a lot this season. In the second, it was 25 seconds in. In the third, it was 102 in. So that has to stop. You have to be sharper to start the period. Zach Kassian, for me, was MIA. Like, what has happened to this guy? And I know the game he got hurt when he fought Gabranson. The game before that and early in that game, that was the best we've seen him. That was the old Kassian. But I don't know what happened to this guy yet. And I know people were bringing up since he signed the contract, he's tailed off. For me, he's got to be better. He's got to be more engaged and just be better, I guess. I mean, what have you thought of Zach Kassian? I mean, I didn't even notice him in that game yesterday. So the big guy definitely has to get better. And Caleb Jones, a guy we've talked a lot about this week on the podcast, only 11 minutes of ice time. And second line, Nuge missed a sitter in front of the net. He couldn't get a stick on it. They had a couple good looks, but I thought they were just okay. I know Nuge took a lot of heat on the post game show yesterday. That line, they haven't played a lot together. They're a small line, so I might take him a bit here, and we'll see what happens with the lineup today. We'll get to all that stuff. And some of the funny moments, Artem Zub going after Jesse Puljujärvi. That was pretty funny. Yeah, Zub's not a fighter, obviously. Jesse isn't either. And he was just kind of like, what's going on? And then Leon and Tkachuk wrestle to the ice, and Nurse is in there as well. But I thought that was pretty funny. But nonetheless, a good win for the Edmonton Oilers. Now 8-0 on the season. As for the Sens, Tkachuk, always his feisty self. And he's such a good player. Any team would love to have that guy. He threw some big hits. He was in their grill all night. Hogberg, like I mentioned earlier, was very good. You haven't seen him play well against the Oilers, but he was solid. His best performance to date versus the Oilers. And that Josh Norris, man, he's a slick player. Makes some nice plays out there, and I don't think he gets enough credit. He's one hell of a player. Before we duck out here, let's get to who's sizzling for yesterday's game. I mean, I have to go with the dynamic duo. 97 and 29. 8 points combined. Leon with the hat trick. 41 points in versus the Ottawa Senators in the A game. So the dynamic duo, the most obvious who's sizzling of the season. But how can you pick anyone else? Who's fizzling? Just talked about him. Zach Kassian, MIA. In the game, 2 hits, 1 giveaway. You got to be more active than that. I don't know what's up with this guy. He's been MIA for a while now. The bubble playoffs into this season outside of a few games. So Zach Kassian gets my who's fizzling. And your game cliche for last night?
He was huge for us tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's hear that one again.
He was huge for us tonight.
Yeah, who are you talking about there, bro? Are you talking about Leon or are you talking about Connor? It doesn't matter who you're talking about. We get the point. All right, guys, coming up next, we will tee up the game today as they wrap up the season series, the Edmonton Oilers and Ottawa Senators. And we'll also hear from Brandon Mackey, writer at silver7sens.com, as he joins me next. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. We're back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas, as we continue to preview the last game between the Ottawa Senators and your Edmonton Oilers that goes tonight at 5 o'clock Edmonton time. And I welcome in now Brandon Mackey, writer at Silver 7 Cents. You can find him on Twitter at Brandon Mackey _ Brandon. How you doing, man? Good to have you on the pod.
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, before we get to tonight's game, let's kind of go back to last night's game. I thought it was a good game. Both teams really showed up. They brought it, if it wasn't for some brilliant goals by the Oilers' dynamic duo, maybe we're singing a different tune here. But what did you make of yesterday's game?
It's been a little more of the same that we've seen from the Ottawa Senators over the past, I would say, three of the last four games, where they kind of have a slow start. You see them get caved in a bit in the first period, but through the back half of the game and the third period especially, they really start to rebound. And that was my main takeaway. The top players were the top players. Brady Tkachuk had his usual fantastic game. Thomas Chabot was unbelievable. He would look like more like his all-world self, which is something we've seen less this year. And beyond that, Josh Norris, Tim Stützle, Drake Batherson, the young players all played well from an Ottawa perspective. So, I mean, Edmonton is Edmonton. There's a reason they've beat Ottawa eight times, and a lot of it has to do with that dynamic duo that you mentioned. But, I mean, not a lot to be disappointed about from an Ottawa perspective.
Yeah, no, I mean, you brought up two guys that I talked about in the opening. Tkachuk, who's just, we see a lot of his, well, I guess everybody's seen a lot of his brother this year, but you absolutely love him. You'd love to have him on your team. And Josh Norris is just a slick little player. He makes some subtle plays there that go sometimes unnoticed, but he is one hell of a player. What did you make of Marcus Hogberg yesterday? I know he hasn't had a lot of success this season, especially against the Oilers, but I thought he had a good bounce back game. He hadn't played in a while.
Agreed. Yeah, he had the injury, and then he actually played a couple good games in Belleville. So, you know, Sens fans were hopeful that Hogberg was going to kind of rediscover that form that he showed last season before the coronavirus shutdown, where he played lights out on what was a poor defensive team in the Senators. So I think people were kind of shocked to see how poorly he played to begin the season, whether that had to do with a confidence thing or whether it was just a rust or whether he was dealing with some injury stuff before he actually sat out. We don't know. But yeah, I mean, you really can't say enough about the way Marcus Hogberg played last night, especially in that first period where I think Edmonton outshot Ottawa 17-7 or something like that. He made some monster saves. There was that one play where Connor McDavid came in on the rush, and Hogberg made a huge pad stop, and then the puck bounced across the ice to Draisaitl, and Hogberg slid across again and robbed him on the same play. I mean, he looked more like what we saw last year, which is an encouraging sight for Senators fans. Time will tell if he can keep that up. If there's one thing that the Senators have struggled to find this year, it's consistency in the crease. But Marcus Hogberg, if we're talking purely based on the Ottawa Senators, he was my first star last night.
Is it we're going to see Anton Forsberg between the pipes tonight for Ottawa there, Brandon?
Sounds like it. It sounds like Matt Murray's getting closer. He was activated off injured reserve earlier this week. But I think on the short end of a back-to-back, Forsberg will get the start. And we'll probably see Murray early next week would be my guess. But yeah, I would say Forsberg gets the start tonight, and he's been good in every appearance he's had so far. He's made some huge saves both against the Leafs and against the Canadiens. So I'll be interested to see what he can do tonight. You know, my worry is that the Oilers are going to feast on what is probably a tired Senators team just based on talent. I mean, the talent that Edmonton has up front is almost unmatched across the rest of the league. So he's going to have a tall order ahead of him tonight. But based on the way he's played in his two appearances as an Ottawa Senator, that should give the fans a bit of confidence.
Brandon Mackey joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. He's a writer at silver7cents.com. You can connect with him on Twitter at Brandon Mackey _ Brandon. Do you anticipate any lineup changes or a lineup shuffle ahead of the game tonight?
It's possible. I think Eric Brännström's going to slot in tonight. That seemed to be DJ Smith's indication yesterday. It's been a bit of a strange situation for him. He hasn't played in a little while in Ottawa or Belleville. He's actually been a healthy scratch. The speculation has been that the Senators are attempting to showcase the likes of Braden Coburn and Josh Brown before the trade deadline. Could possibly see Eric Branson back tonight as well. He had the birth of a child earlier this week, so he's been off for a few days. But Branstrom for sure, I think, and maybe Goodbranson, but I would, but Branstrom seems like the lock.
Yeah, I saw a lot of the Ottawa media tweeting that out yesterday. We still don't have lines. It's still kind of early. So we'll wait and see on that. But yeah, I mean, I think the Oilers will have to match Ottawa again. Looking, I know yesterday in the first trade, they showed kind of like a montage of the Ottawa Senators' previous games. It looks like, you know what, Brandon? I mean, I think we all expected them to be where they are. They're 13-23-4, 30 points, seventh in the division. They've had a lot of success in the North Division outside of Edmonton. But these guys are just having fun, aren't they? It looks like they're just finishing out the season, but they're going to have fun doing it.
Yeah, I mean, losing's never fun, but and they've made that clear. There have been vocalizations of frustration throughout the year, particularly from the leadership group like Brady Tkachuk and Thomas Chabot. But at the end of the day, you're right. I think everyone knew kind of what the Senators were going to be in this North Division. If we're talking a regular season, there's no way that the Senators finish below the likes of Detroit and Buffalo, but just based on the talent that that's in this North Division, you kind of knew that Ottawa was going to be in for a last place finish. But every night they go out and compete, and that's what fans have been looking for this team, from this team for a while. I mean, Brady Tkachuk, the term drags guys into the fight, has been used to describe him throughout the year. And I think I don't think it's ever been more apt than it is now when he doesn't have the surrounding cast of players like Mark Stone around him to help him out. Beyond that, I mean, that guy's the captain of this team. And then from there, fans have wanted to see development of the prospects. And, you know, Tim Stützle hasn't scored in 12 games, but you know what? He's played some fantastic hockey.
Yeah.
And he's shown some serious chemistry with Drake Batherson, and he's getting chances, and it's going to come. It's just one of those things where sometimes bad luck gets you. And I think that's what's going on with Stützle. Speaking further to Batherson, I mean, he's up there with the points lead for the team, and everybody expected him to take a step this year, but I don't know if they expected him to be as impactful as he's been. Like, he's turned into a bona fide top six forward. And Thomas Chabot has struggled at times, but he's also struggled with injuries. And, you know, on most nights he's Thomas Chabot, and Thomas Chabot is one of the best defensemen in the league. Young goaltenders in the likes of Gustafson and Decord have been phenomenal. So there really isn't much to be negative about the Senators this season. They've clearly taken a positive step, regardless of whether or not the standings reflect that. And they're going to get another good draft pick out of it, which at the end of the day is not going to be the worst thing in the world for this team, right? As they kind of try to build a contending squad within the next couple of years. So I think you're spot on when you say that, you know, this was to be expected for the Senators, but I also think that they've taken more positive steps than is visible through stats and standings, and that's going to be reflected in the performance of the team next year.
Definitely, and more intriguing prospects coming for the Ottawa Senators as well. Brandon, one last one here for you. Will the Ottawa Senators win a game tonight against the Edmonton Oilers to finish off their season series? What are you predicting for tonight?
You know what? I think I kind of have to say they're going to win. I think, you know, 0-9 against the Oilers would be kind of an ugly figure. So I'm going to give it to Ottawa tonight. I think Anton Forsberg is going to stand on his head. I think the Senators will pull this one out by a score of 4-2 with an empty netter.
All right. Former Oiler Forsberg sticks it to his old team. Eh?
That guy's like former everybody. He's played for almost every team now.
In the North Division, yeah. It's absolutely crazy. But always fun when these two teams meet despite the 8-0 record for Edmonton. Absolutely love watching Brady Tkachuk play and some of their other players as well. Brandon, thanks so much for doing this. This was great. Enjoy the game tonight and the rest of the season. And hope to have you on here in the near future, buddy.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Last segment here has been a busy one, man. Lots going on. Let's get to some news of the day. Of course, a trade dropping last night between the New York Islanders and New Jersey Devils. If you missed it, I'll recap it for you here right away. And we also have a trade this morning to report as well. The Islanders received Kyle Palmieri and Travis Zajac, the two vets there to improve that team heading to the Devils, a 2021 first round pick. AJ Greer, Mason Houston Jobes and a 2022 fourth round pick. And the trade today between the Florida Panthers and Chicago Blackhawks heading to Florida, Lucas Walmark, Lucas Carlson, and heading to the Chicago Blackhawks, Brett Connolly, Riley Stillman, Henrik Borgstrom, and a seventh round pick. So, yeah, a couple of trades. The trade market is heating up. All Edmonton Oilers fans are mad because they're not making trades. some waiver news as well. Drake Caggiula on waivers from the Arizona Coyotes. And no, Edmonton Oilers fans, I'm already seeing it on Twitter. Oilers don't need to put in a claim for Drake Caggiula. Is he an upgrade on Cahoon, Ennis? I don't think so. So, and then Mark Spector also tweeting out the Oilers games will be canceled next Monday and Wednesday, obviously, as they were set to play the Vancouver Canucks. And Dave Tippett was asked that today in his presser, and it seems like they might be off for a while. So it doesn't look like they're going to have a makeup games on those days. We'll wait and see on that, but it doesn't look good right now. So the Oilers will have, it sounds like right now, tons of time off. 10 games in the NHL. Of course, your Edmonton Oilers on the road again to take on the Ottawa Senators. Other notable games, Montreal home to the Winnipeg Jets. Dallas Stars are on the road to face the Blackhawks. And Carolina is home to the Florida Panthers. That game is going to be an absolute beauty. So 10 games, busy one. Check your fantasy lineup. Get your bets in. Do all that fun stuff. All right, guys, let's get to some audio from Dave Tippett as he met with the media today. Let's start it off with, will we see any lineup changes for tonight?
We got a couple injury situations. We're just monitoring here, so we won't figure that out until game time.
Right, so it's pretty clear Mike Smith will get the start tonight as Koskinen picked up the win yesterday. So Mike Smith in between the pipes, and we'll wait and see on lineup change. He says, like you heard, there are a few injuries. I talked about it in the opening segment. I really like JJ and Shore's game, and you throw Arch on that line, and it's a really good line. And here's the coach on that line and what he thought about their game last night.
Yeah, they were really good last night. They were, McDavid's line was pretty good, but they were probably our second best line last night. Just in JJ had a real strong game, but we've had Chase on there and then Archie there a little bit, just because we're messing around on that left wing over there a little bit. But that line last night, they were strong. They, dug into the penalty kill situation and just played a real strong, simple game, and they created some chances for us. So they were very good.
Another line, the Nuge line, and like I mentioned on TSN 1260's postgame show, Nuge was taking a lot of heat for not being able to run his own line. I think it was a little unfair. I thought they had some good looks. They were just okay. They weren't great. JJ's line outplayed them for sure, and the McDavid, well, obviously. But here's Dave Tippett on the Nuge line.
They had good energy. They seemed like they had the puck. They had a couple chances in tight that they didn't capitalize on, but we were hoping for some skill and speed and tenacity out of them. We got that. We didn't get a lot of results on the scoreboard, but they had a couple good chances.
One last one here from Dave Tippett is the playoff picture is getting clearer and clearer as we roll on through April. Here's Dave Tippett on the North Division playoff push.
Well, we've talked at length with our group about playing well, and the standings will take care of themselves, but we know whoever you're going to play in the playoffs is going to be a good team, real good team, and that's we got to make sure that we're prepared. So you look at the standings, you watch the standings every day like I do, and it kind of flip-flops all over the place. Toronto's kind of pushed ahead a little bit, but the rest of it is about making sure that you get your team playing at a level so no matter who you play, if you make the playoffs, you can be competitive. And that's our goal right now. We're not really looking at which team or where it's going to be. We feel like if we get our team playing at the level we're capable of, the standings will take care of themselves, and then we'll figure out if we make the playoffs, figure out who we're playing then.
Hey, make sure to get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Cullen gives you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long Dynasty and DFS leagues, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Right, guys, that was Dave Tippett meeting with the media earlier today. It is game day.
Game on!
And just sticking with fantasy, if the orders are off all next week into the weekend, that's going to suck if you have Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. It is, though. It's that's going to be terrible. Hopefully they can find the game. We'll wait and see on that. Doesn't look good, though, right now. Last game of the season between these two teams. Edmonton leads the season series 8-0. Oilers outscoring the Sens 38-17. Draisaitl 21 points, McDavid 20 points, Barry 13 points in 8 games versus Ottawa. And for the Sens, Dadonov, Tkachuk, and Shabbat lead the Sens with 5 points in the 8 games. Let's get to Hernan's hot tip. Don't be content with Wednesday's win. Expect the same effort from the Sens. I think they're going to bring it. They're really good yesterday. I was really impressed with their team. So Oilers got to make sure they match it. Give Mike Smith a chance to let him get peppered. Don't give up an easy one. So they got to don't be content with the win yesterday and that you're 8-0 versus this team. And go out there and play like you did yesterday. Match the Sens intensity, effort. And I think the Oilers will come away with the season sweep. My prediction, I think this one's going to go to OT. And I will select the Edmonton Oilers. I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to sweep the Ottawa Senators. Forsberg looks like he's going to get the start there for the Ottawa Senators. And I do have some news that just came from some Ottawa media here. Branson and Gudbranson back in tonight for Josh Brown and Braden Colburn. So two new guys on defense coming in for the Sens. And Michael Amadio will make his Sens debut. Of course, he came over from the Los Angeles Kings. And Forsberg expect him to get the start. He's 1-1-1 on the season. Smith starts for the Edmonton Oilers. Dave Tippett wasn't asked, but it's pretty safe to say that he will get the start. So I'm going to take the Oilers in overtime by a score of 4-3. And who's scoring tonight for the Edmonton Oilers? Well, we don't know who's in, who's out, or if it's going to be the same lineup. I'm not going to pick any of the dynamic duo because it's a little unfair, but I thought the New July took a little bit of heat last night. So I'm going to pick Mr. Dominic Cahoon to get on the scoreboard, and with Nugent Yamo picking up the helpers on his goal. So Oilers in overtime, 4-3. Cahoon is the guy I'm going to pick to score a goal tonight. And the hot tip is don't be content. Go out there and sweep this team and pick up another 2 points and keep improving in the point totals to lock down a playoff spot. All right, guys, this has been a loaded and busy podcast. Hope you enjoyed the content today. You always can hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. I appreciate the support. Keep that coming. All right, guys, game day. Go Oilers, go. For my producer, Juanito, and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game. We'll chat tomorrow.